Blog Talk Radio.
The Machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looking at it, Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told, that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. I pray for that you give me strength to talk, Lord, and let me not say things that's not in the Word, but let me say things that's in the Word, Lord Father. Use me by the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, Lord Father, in heaven. Lord Father, give me the strength to give the gospel, to give prophecies and things that's coming to pass, Lord. Lord Father, I know we're not perfect. We're in the last days. But I'm here to give the news, give the word and visions and dreams. And cover those that's on Facebook, Twitter, and the world online, and people in the streets, people that's lost, Lord Father, cover them all, cover us, Lord. For we're not perfect. Lord, Father, guide us in your name, in your grace, in your mercy, in your blood, Lord Jesus, in your name, in your name. Amen. How you doing, everybody? This is Joseph the Dreamer. I am online. Yes, I am late to actually start the show, like, you know, a little earlier than this, you know what I mean? Started real late. Things came up, but I'm still here, and I'm here to give the gospel. Tonight's topic is dreams, and it's dreams and visions, and most likely, you know, people have been having the same dreams and visions over and over in the last days, and it's been prophesied that some of these things is coming into pass, and we need to pay attention to what's going on and in our visions and dreams. This is not just a facade or something that's just made up, but every human being in this planet is having these type of dreams, you know. Well, I could say chosen few having these dreams and prophetic dreams, you know, and that's coming to pass. What we need to do is stay in the Word of God, test the Spirit, and make sure this is coming from God himself, because the enemy will try us and try to confuse us at the same time when we have these visions and dreams. Let's go to Matthew 24. I love talking about Matthew 24 because there's a lot going on in this world right now dealing with Matthew 24. Give me a second. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Matthew 24 explains about earthquakes that's happened around the world and trials and tribulations, people's heart being waxed cold due to the fact that they're being deceived. Matthew 24, so I could start from Matthew 24, verse 2. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, and the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by prophet Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso read, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. I don't want to go any further, but the reason why I'm reading this is due to the fact that these dreams that's been coming to me, I'm not going to say it's accurate, but like due to the fact that I've been seeing a lot of, you know, army activities in my sleep, you know, military, you know, martial law, events dealing with the rapture, things like that that's been revealed in my sleep, you know, and floods, water, everywhere. And most of these things, you have to go ahead and pray about it because you have to test the spirit. Most people don't test the spirit. They just go in and go by what they see. But you have to pray and fast and test the spirit. Well, these things will come to pass, and people don't want to believe it. People want to hear what they want to hear. They want to hear feel-good messages, but feel-good messages is not going to save you. Feel-good messages is going to send you to the depths of hell. I have to keep it 100. If I don't keep it 100, then I'm going to be a deceiver, a liar, a hypocrite. So there's no need for me to do that, you know. But what I need to do is to be truthful and letting y'all know that these things is already coming to pass. And, you know, in the spiritual realm, the spiritual welfare that's happening right now, the days are short, floods, fire from the sky, you know, like the days of Noah, but it's going to be 10 times even more worse than the days of Noah, you know, floods, earthquakes, the whole nine. Let me go straight to the point here. You need to be saved. You need to make a decision, you know, to be on fire or to be cold. You can't serve two masters. I know there's a lot going on right now with you. I know there's a lot going on with your family, your friends. But what you need to do is sit down, pray, and meditate on his word day and night. Have faith in your dreams. And continue on what the Lord wants you to do. See, usually I get lazy and don't want to, you know, actually go on air and talk about this or be feared. I be feared sometimes and don't want to talk about, you know, the word of God over the air due to the fact that, you know, the system out here is really shiesty. They tap the phones. My phone's been tapping and all that stuff like that, whatnot, but on to the subject. But the Lord says, thou shalt not fear. He shall prosecute you in his name. But your hair shall not perish, knowing that you're working for the Lord and you're serving thy God is a lovely thing. Feeling the glory of God in heaven. And leaving all this torment in hell and earth, knowing that everything on earth is just temporarily. Ain't nothing here is forever. Because the Lord already prepared heaven and earth for us. I've seen it in my sleep, in my dreams, or vision, what you want to call it, that I will be in a new body. And there will be a rapture that will be happening soon. We shall be taken up naked. But then again, we shall be in our white robes. See, we have to things of this earth and pray and open our eyes and be amongst the wolves and heart as a dove. I want to go ahead and go to break, play some music, and then we're going to go ahead and continue. Taking off on what we had to do. Give me a second. Okay, as I'm doing this, I just want to say that, you know, this is a time that, you know, we have to make a decision with God, and the time is now. There's no time to wait for the next couple of years and be like, oh, when I'm ready, whenever I'm ready, then, you know, I get baptized. You got to make that choice right now, that choice and decision and what you want to do with your life. That goes for everybody, you know what I mean? If you're in the music industry, you're a rap artist, singer, or whatever you are doing music, make sure you put God first. Make sure you test the spirit. Make sure that, you know, that's what he wants you to do. But doing it in a way that you can still give the gospel, you can still have fun at the same time, but still give the gospel and, you know, giving the word, you know what I mean, in a way, you know, that you can. Because God is always good, man. He's great. He's an awesome God. He is our Father. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the creator of all things. And he's been here since the beginning, and he's here to the end, and he is forever, and his word is forever. You know, no false prophets, no false, no demons, no none of that stuff will, you know, could hurt us or try and deceive us as long you keep your mind on the word of God and renew your mind, renew your spirit, trusting in God, unplugging yourself away from the world and staying in prayer 24/7.
I watch your face.
You hate. This is for everybody around the world that's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. Yeah. The Lord is our light on the pain at night. He shines through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all. Let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arresting grace. I want to keep.
And this is what the Lord told me. More pain, I promise, but with yourself you gotta be honest. Just listen to my voice. In this world you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me, cause we gotta make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me, but my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arresting grace. I want to keep our lights up.
Hold on.
So you can see.
Even though it's a long road, we're gonna make it. We all gonna make it.
Just hold on.
Thank God. Of pain right now.
Every day
just keep faith.
That you stay in my life, I'll take care of you.
We're here to overcome everything and our obstacles. Hold on.
Live
hold
your
on.
Dream.
Matthew 24, verse 22, and expect those days shall be shortened. There shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if I say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go, he is in the secret chambers, believe. For as the lightning come out of the east and shine unto the west, so shall also the coming of man. This is a sign that's letting you know that you have to stay in the Holy Spirit. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe the hype. Even the Lord Yahweh Yeshua Jesus telling you that, you know, there will be many crises out there, you know, coming in forms and doing signs and wonders. They're going to do signs and wonders and just to show that, oh, I am God. But, you know, these, you know, entities think that we're dumb humans, you know what I mean, and we're worth nothing and we're nothing, but they're jealous of us. We shall praise the Lord in the blood of Jesus, the blood that he shed on the cross for us to give us redemption, to give us a new life, to be new with him with a new mind. We will prevail. We will prevail. We will succeed in doing what we have to do. People that chasing money and forcing themselves to be rich, people need to know that, you know, time has shortened. It's not about getting rich anymore, but getting riches in glory through heaven, through Christ Jesus, and the day that he's coming. You have to make a choice and a decision in life. And not to serve two masters. I want to go to a verse on the Bible. And this something that, you know, people need to know, that the Word of God is very important at the last days, because they will take the King James Version and they will burn it. They will create new Bibles just to deceive us. You know, even though they did that years ago, thousands of years ago, they're trying to, then again, it's not going to work. Because the Holy Spirit is powerful. The Lord of God, the blood of Jesus, is a powerful thing. Give me a second. I'm going to a verse right now. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments on and do them. Now, the Lord will put the spirit of upon everyone, even the wicked, to show their true selves, so they could go ahead and renew themselves and renew their spirit, and making the decision to serve the Lord Yahweh Yeshua, because every knee shall bow in the last days. People gotta understand that. That this is not a joke, this is not a game. I'm not on here for exposure or anything like that. You know, there's a lot going on spiritually, especially like around Christmas. Everybody's been, you know, fighting and arguing and the whole nine, and there's like spiritual warfare is going on, people drinking and partying. You know, I'm not perfect because I know I was just enjoying myself too, you know what I mean? But then again, I feel that vibration of you know, deceiving spirits and depression spirits of depression is real bad, because that's what the enemy does. He depresses us humans, and he finds ways to have us think negative thoughts, and it's not going to according to the word of God. So if it's not according to the word of God, you don't need to feed off of that and putting putting all that energy in the negative. You need to put all the energy on the positive and have the Lord connect with you consciously and meditate in the word of God day and night. This month is a month to pray, and next month, and the month before, after that. You know, it's prophecy that's being fulfilled about the four blood moons, the supper, and everything, and all these things that's coming to pass. These preachers are explaining, and the prophets are explaining, or so-called prophets are explaining, or whatnot. People don't want to believe it because their hearts are waxed cold, or some just don't want to believe it because it's not on TV, or some just don't want to wake up. But I'm sorry to say this, people, the ones that don't want to wake up, that I want to believe, that I don't want to believe in the Word of God, that I don't want to study the Word of God, and that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, I'm sorry to say this, man, but every knee shall bow. Even these false prophets and these demons shall bow. They shall burn, you know. Remember, the Lord is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He created all things. He makes things possible. So, people that don't want to believe just because, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray in the blood of Jesus that you'll be saved, that you'll be renewed, that you'll be covered by the blood, that you accept them in your heart and the spirit. For those that don't want to be saved, for those that don't want to wake up, you will wake up. Rather you like it or not, this is a time that we were in trials and tribulations. This is a time that things are coming to pass, and we need to be strong as one. As one people under God, and that's what we need to do. So let's go to the commercial, and we'll take it from there. Give me a second.
My folks and friends, listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor. Cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my just a sinner left in the cold. Give me a second chance. Save me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed help. You wanna know why I love Him like I do? Just when my enemy said I was through, He took me from the bottom and put me on the top. He laid His hands on me, and now I can't be stopped. I love Him like I do. I love Him like I do.
head to roar. What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil scared to fight us in the light and hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looking at it, Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hurts me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told. That can separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yeah.
Yes, Tales of the Dream is back. Basically, right now, I just want to go ahead and close this out with a prayer. But before I do go, I want to go ahead and say a few things. If you do have dreams and visions, go ahead and, send me an email on Facebook. Go ahead and send me a message on Facebook. My Facebook is Facebook.com/Joseph, Joseph, Dream, Dream, that's how I spell it for Facebook, or go to send me a message in Star Rated Records, that's STARRATED Records, or the S at gmail.com. Send me a message, let me know what type of dreams you have, if it matches on what I'm talking about. So, you know, I need to know, like, you know, about the rapture, what type of dreams you have. Did you see floods? Did you see people on boats? Did you see army, military, you know, covering a house, you know, chemical weapons, acid rain, stuff like that. Those are the stuff I've been dreaming about. Acid rain, all that stuff. But we need to stay in prayer. Let me go ahead and pray. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything. Cover us in your blood, Lord Jesus, in your name. For those that's in spiritual welfare, we're in spiritual welfare right now. Lord Father, cover us in your blood, Lord Yahweh, Yeshua. I know this is a test. I know this is the time that you make a decision who's worthy of you, Lord. And this is the time that we got to be strong together as one and unite and be in unity. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done for us, Lord, Lord Yahweh, Yeshua. Cover us in your name in last days. Alpha and Omega, in your name, Lord Jesus, in your name, I pray in your blood, amen. I will go ahead and talk to y'all tomorrow. Let's continue the show tomorrow night, same time. God bless. Have a good night, and please pray. God bless.